How's it feel to be a Patriot?
You know, it feels great. You know, I'm just taking my time. You know, I'm taking it one day at a time, and I'm just working. I mean, that's basically it.
Any surprises at this point?
Huh?
Any surprises to report?
No. You know, this is a new adventure for me, and I'm just happy to be a part of the Patriots organization. You know, I've known them, you know, from playing in New York for 6 years, and you know, it's good, man. This is something in my journey, and, you know, like I said, I'm just happy to be here.
What's the biggest difference getting to know this organization from the inside after, like you just mentioned, seeing them for so many years from the outside?
From inside out, it's totally different. You know, it's things that you didn't expect. You know, how this organization is ran, you know, from top to bottom. And you know, you got to crown your hat off to Mr. Kraft, you know, for how this organization operates. They want to be a winning organization. And I'm happy those guys gave me the opportunity to come in here and be a part of it.
What do you get out of workouts like these this time of year? What are you looking, trying to accomplish or achieve?
One is to get in shape. Is to you know, learn the defense for me. You know, it's different terminology. You know, the program is ran different, and I'm just trying to adjust. You know, to Coach Belichick's program, and you know, it's, you know, you got to take a step back. You know, that's all I'm trying to do is learn and absorb as much as I can, and just try to get better.
Tom already said he was tired of throwing in your direction. What's it been like going up against him on a fairly regular basis, even though it's fairly early?
It's always a defense and offensive competition going on, and I think both sides. I think what we're really trying to do is just get better at the end of the day, and you know, it's good to you know, have the same jersey on as Tom and everybody else on this team from, you know, from just the pass and being across the sideline from each other. So, like I said, it's just, you know, it's the offense and defense thing and it's competition. But at the same time, we just all trying to get better here.
Obviously, it's different guys, different teams, different years. But how often, in your experience, or how soon can you get on the same page with other defensive backs? I know that's a long process sometimes. But.
Yeah, it could take a while. As of right now, you know, we're in OTAs, and this is the time where we can glue together, not just as a secondary, but also as a defense, and also as a team as well. You know, we all in this together, and everybody's working hard, and that's what we all trying to do is trying to get prepared, you know, for the season, and use these OTAs, you know, as something for us to build towards the season. So.
Do you like it when people don't throw you away, or do you get a little bored?
I love competition. You know, I think that's why, you know, we play this game. It's to compete every Sunday, and to go out there and execute your job and try to win games. So, like I said, I love competition, and you know, I never back down from any challenge. It's just going out there competing and doing your job and trying to help your team win.
Do you see yourself being a leader on this defense, or you already have a lot of leaders? Are you going to kind of take that role on too?
As of right now, I don't know. Like I said, you know, I'm just trying to take this time to get to know the guys and you know, for them to know me as well. I'm not trying to come in here and step on anybody's toes. I'm just trying to come in here and learn as much as I can and improve and you know, get this defensive scheme down and just keep on working.
What have you learned about Brandon Brown or so far?
You know, I don't know, man. I'm too busy with so much stuff on my plate. You know, you got to speak to Brandon about that. Because you know, I've been trying to focus on what I need to focus on, and you know, just trying to worry about the things I can control.
How's your knee? How's your knee feeling?
It's fine. You know, it's great.
Are you picking guys' brains, or do you find that they're trying to pick yours a little more?
You know, it's, you know, this is, like I said, I'm not trying to come in and step on anybody's toes. You got to take a step back. You know, this guy's just been here for you know, many years. You know, Devin McCourty, Logan Ryan is a very smart guy. So, you know, they've been in the system a little bit. So I'm just trying to sit back and get feedback from those guys and go from there.
How important is it to talk to those guys while you're practicing to kind of work out the kinks of what you might not have understood yet?
No, I mean, it's conversations, you know, all the time. I mean, we see each other every day. You know, we're here at work, and it's always talks about this, or if I have any questions, I know I can go to those guys and ask them.
Is there much of a difference between this defensive scheme and what you experienced previous two stops?
Excuse me?
Is there much of a difference between this defensive scheme compared to what you had in your previous two?
Yeah, I mean, every defense has, you know, their kinks, and they do things different and have different schemes. Right now, for me, you know, this is my third team, and you know, I'm just trying to absorb everything right now and just trying to take a step back and learn everything I can to get prepared for the season.
You were obviously brought in.
Do you have an idea, Jarrell, do you have an idea of the talent level on this team already, or no?
Like I said, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. You know, that's, you know, the coaches are evaluating guys every day, and that's really not for me to sit here and really talk about, because I got too much stuff on my plate and the things I'm trying to worry about every day.
You were obviously brought in, Jarrell, to be a linchpin of this secondary. Do you, at this very early stage of the preseason, have any concept or any appreciation of how good this secondary can be with you leading the way?
You know, you can't put a prediction on it right now. We're in the beginning stages. You know, we just finished up our third practice, and we still got a lot of work to do. And the good thing about it is we still have time, you know, to get better. And that's what we're just trying to focus on, just trying to get better every day. And when the preseason comes and all of that, and the season comes, I think we'll be ready to go.
Darrell, you've always been the kind of outspoken guy, but a lot of guys come here and kind of zip their lip. Are you going to be your own guy
out here? Yeah, I'm being my own guy. I'm gonna do, you know, I'm gonna be me. That's all I can say. I think you know, Coach Belichick let guys be who they are, and it's fine. You know, I'm gonna be myself and go with the flow.